Hey, you're listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Here's your host, Shane Lakita.
Hey folks, it is the 21st of May, and as that intro music is starting to wind down a little bit, I'm sure it got you moving around a little bit, right? Good upbeat music going on here on a Monday morning. My son did the intro here, so it kind of kicks me off in the right direction to know one of the reasons why I'm doing this podcast is my son and longevity and being around for a long time for him. So it's interesting that we are here today on this Monday. I had a great weekend. I'm hoping that you did too. I had a weekend that I did things in the yard. We took care of some of our back patio. We're rebuilding the back patio to make it look, we're extending it. We're putting in some Texas lampposts, stringing some lights, putting in some new furniture. We're redoing it this summertime so that way we can have guests over, barbecues and everything else. So we're actually going to kick off the Memorial Day weekend on Saturday. We're going to do it all together with friends and we're all going to do some good cooking, have some cornhole boards going out there. It's just going to be a great weekend in general. So we're preparing for this weekend, but we got so much accomplished, right? Mowing lawns, spending time with family, just a really heartfelt, good soul food type of weekend that was beneficial to me. And I'm hoping that you had the same thing over the weekend. And if it's a Monday, and it's one of those Mondays where you wake up and you're looking up and you're going, man, this is just not, it's not cutting it for me. I'm not digging this Monday. I'm looking in the mirror, not feeling it, not feeling up to doing anything right now. And if you did some good things over the weekend, just remember that, right? You were able to put one foot in front of the other and enjoy some of your time on the weekend. And even if it is a Monday and you're not really looking forward to going to work or do whatever it is, if it's one of those bluesy kind of Mondays, turn it around, right? Make sure that you remember all the good things that are going on in your life. If you're on a health journey, then great. You can focus on that. Focus on the fact that you are making yourself better for yourself and for others around you. And whatever it is that you're trying to be able to work at, you're working hard, you're busting your butt, and you're doing everything you need to do to get there, okay? So just remember that today. On this Monday, it's a great day for me. I'm looking outside right now and I see that my freshly mowed lawn out back and my office is upstairs. We have a two-story house and I'm looking down on the lawn. Nice, the lines that I put in there. See, I'm kind of OCD a little bit. I got to make sure my lines are straight on my lawn. And real world problems, folks, right? So I'm looking outside. I'm looking at the nice little patterns I got on my lawn. I got my garden going and the sun is coming in beautifully, shining bright, and sunshine always puts me in a good mood. And I think that it really kind of picks us up and moves us forward. We're going to be in the 70s today and it's going to be gorgeous up here in Maine. So that's my kickoff for the Monday here to be able to share with you guys how I am getting things started today. So over the weekend, I was reading on Connect and on No Finish Line Nation, which again, I know I touch on most of the podcasts that are here. No Finish Line Nation is our closed group that we have that we've created of about 40,000 people so far, where we are all together supporting, lifting each other up and doing everything that we need to do to be able to navigate this journey, whether it's life journey, whether it's health journey, whatever it is. It's just positivity and inspiration and motivation and accountability all lumped into one. So if you haven't had a chance to, or if you know somebody that could use someplace like that, share the word, get them in here into No Finish Line Nation, okay? So on the page itself, there were some videos, there's some pictures, and there's some stuff over the weekend of folks that are struggling, right? And we go through these spurts, right? We have these positive peaks, and then we have these lows, and we have these positive peaks, and then lows again. And it's almost like a roller coaster of emotion for a lot of people. And as I was reading through some of the posts or watching some of the videos and some of the emotion, some of the raw emotion that people had about how they're struggling in their journey, they're struggling to get to where they want to be. It's going slower than what they wanted to. They're not getting to where they want to be, or they know it's like a self-awareness that they haven't been doing the things that they necessarily need to do. And they are confessing to the world to be able to say, this is where I'm at. This is how I'm feeling right now. I haven't been as vigilant as I have been in the past. I've been sliding, all the different things. And we've all been there. Every one of us have been on this journey, no matter what portion of the journey you're in, no matter what you're doing to be able to navigate the journey, whether you're counting calories, whether you're tracking stuff, whether you're looking at the fat content of your food, whether you're ketoing, whether you're in whatever it is that you're doing. Everybody has ups and downs in their journey, and we all struggle. So one of the things that I'm going to share with you today on this podcast, and I did it on Coffee Talk on all of the different social media platforms that I'm a part of, is I wanted to share just a tip. It's a tool that I use for myself that really helps me, not only in my health journey, but also in my business life. So if some of you don't know, I am a business consultant and I travel throughout the state of Maine and I work with business owners. And we talk about profitability and we talk about ways to maximize the business and ways to be able to push forward and be able to go through the lulls of business and then also capitalize on the peaks of business and all the things that we're trying to do. And it's in retail sales, so it really does challenge you in your thought process of how to be able to navigate the roller coaster that is retail sales. So what this tip that I'm going to share with you is something that I use that I always have in my tool belt. Always. I tuck it away. I put it in my side pocket or my holster, and I've got it ready to go all the time. And because I need it. I need tools in my tool belt. I have to have the ability to be able to pull out my B card and my C card whenever my A plan isn't going the way that I'd like it to, right? So we've all been there. We've all have a plan and we've got a vision of what we want to be able to accomplish, the place that we want to go, the things that we want to do. And sometimes it doesn't actually pan out the way we want it to. And when that happens, that's really when the rubber meets the road. That's when the hard work is required for us to dig in and be able to continue to challenge ourselves to be successful in what we're doing. So I always need tools in my tool belt. I've always got to have it. I got to have them on the ready. I got to have them ready to go. So that way I'm sitting back and I'm saying to myself, okay, so here I am thinking that I'm successful in what I'm doing. And then I start to slide. And now I need to tap into that tool belt to be able to break out some of these things. So that's one of the reasons why I originally started Coffee Talk. I started it because it was something that I needed. I did it as therapeutic things for me to be able to navigate the journey, put my thoughts out there, and just think about life in general and think about what I'm doing in my journey and how I can be successful. And then also my struggles and the tribulations and the trials that you go through when you're trying to navigate on being healthy, when you are a food person and you dig into the fact that food is comfort for you. How do you navigate through that? I did it through words on a blog, really is what it was. And he used the platform that we were able to use for social media, and people were able to read that. And then it's kind of panned out into podcasting and then No Finish Line Nation and all kinds of great stuff. So for me, it's therapeutic for me. And that's one of the ways that I get through it. That's one of my tools in my tool belt. I need my coffee talks because it helps get my mind in the right frame and go in the right direction. And I know that a lot of people have responded with the fact that they also, when they read the words or they listen to the podcast or they read the blog, they also are put in a position where they are in the right frame of mind. So it helps not only myself as therapeutic, but it's also helping others. So how amazing is that, right? So there's an accountability level. So a tool in my tool belt is my podcast and my blog and all the things that I'm trying to do. So if you don't have a tool belt and you're not thinking to yourself, if I'm navigating this health journey or life journey in general and you're trying to be successful and you don't have a tool belt, you probably need to get one. You probably need to arm yourself with some things that you can reach into the holster and pull out whatever it is that you can use in your journey to be able to navigate through and beat down some of the noise that happens, right? Because that's all it is just noise. Life likes to deal us some bad cards sometimes, and it happens. No matter how good of a person you are, no matter what you do, life will deal you a bad set of cards sometimes. And the way we navigate through that and the way that we handle that really defines us and defines our journey and what we're trying to be able to accomplish and do. So for you, get your tool belt ready. Okay, I even have some people, as I've talked to about the tool belt, that have actually went out and got a tool belt as a memorial or as a image that they can take a look at to be able to say, this is what I'm going to be able to utilize. So whatever you have in your tool belt, one of the things you might have in your tool belt is your why, right? You got your why sitting there. You got a little picture of whatever it is that you want to accomplish or why you're doing what you're doing, whether it's family, friends, money, success, fame, whatever it is, you tuck that in there, right? That's one of your items in your holster for your tool belt. You always have access to your whys. Or another thing might be, I don't know, a jackhammer, right? A jackhammer to be able to come through. Remember, we're using visuals here, right? So a jackhammer to be able to break through a wall or some kind of static moment that you're at where you feel like you just can't overcome that barrier and you can just crack through that barrier based on things like faith or based on things like pride or love or giving back or philanthropy or whatever else that you can use to be able to battle through some of the noise. So that's another tool you might be able to have in your tool belt. So this is one of the tools that I have that I always use, and it's very helpful to me. And I already wrote about it, but I want to talk about it a little bit. And here's how I'm going to be able to paint the picture of what this tool in my tool belt is. It's called changing my lens and changing my perspective. Okay. So for me, I get stuck in a rut because I know that things are going to go a certain way. I believe that I'm going to do things. It's all going to fall into place a certain way. And I automatically get my mind going down a certain direction, right? So if I paint the picture and I say, my goal is to get to here, this is what I think it's going to look like, when 9 times out of 10, it's not going to look that way. So I might get into a rut then. I get into a rut where I'm spinning my wheels. I might get into a rut where I'm like not necessarily accomplishing the things that I want to. And I have to change my perspective. And here's what I mean by that. So if I'm sitting there and I'm working hard and I'm digging and I'm busting my butt to be able to get to the things that I got to get to, and I'm not seeing the momentum that I want to or that I feel like I should be getting, I need to change my lens. Instead of getting into the negative place of going, man, I just am so frustrated. I'm just so down in the dumps about everything that I'm doing. Why can't I step back for just a moment? Just a moment and look down on me. Right? Look down on me, stand above and say, okay, so what am I seeing here from an outside perspective, from a stranger's perspective looking at me? And they're going to look at me and they say, what's the body of work look like for this person? They're frustrated right now, but let's talk about what they've actually done. Change your lens and your perspective, not being that person that's going to be down on yourself and in the dumps and just really beating yourself up and doing all the things that are negative in this world that you just try to feel like you need to come out of the doldrums. Step outside of your body and look in on you from a different perspective. Even if you've got to pick a character that's got to be there. So whether it's a priest or it's somebody, your friend or a stranger on the side of a street, and they're doing a survey based on the fact that, what do you see when you look at this person? And they're looking at you and they're saying, I see somebody that's strong. I see somebody that's been successful, that has been working hard, that is making healthy changes towards their life. And they may hit a little bit of a struggle right now, but they just got to change a couple things here and there to be able to continue to move forward or continue to work hard, stay consistent, and keep doing what you're doing, because right now you're successful even if you don't feel like it. So you see what I mean by changing the lens. You're changing who you view yourself as. So you're not just looking in the mirror, looking at that fat person that's looking back in the mirror at yourself, or the person that is not losing the way you want to, or the person that is not getting the defined cut arms like all your buddies do at the gym, or the person that runs the 9-minute mile when you're still running 13-minute miles and you're feeling frustrated because you're not getting there. Stop looking through that lens. You need to change it up. Look through a lens of another person that might be looking at you in inspiration, in awe, or in just total wonderment over the fact that you're working hard and you're doing the things that are necessary for you to do to get to the place that you want to be. That's something to celebrate, and we don't do it enough. So change the lens. Change who's looking back at you. Change your view. Take your eyes out, put them on somebody else and say, what do you see when you're looking at me? And you know, there's another exercise that I did when I took this leadership training back in the day. It was called servant leadership, and it was like some different types of training, and we had to really invest in the heartfelt stuff and what our legacy is and all those things. And one of the exercises that they said was if you want a different lens on yourself and real feedback of yourself, ask your loved one to look at you in the lens that is going to be able to take a look at whatever it is that you're working on. So I might ask my wife, What do you see? Because I'm having a bad day right now. I want you to tell me what you see in the journey that I'm working on right now. And they'll tell you. Loved ones will tell you, sometimes a little bit too much, but they'll tell you. So use those types of opportunities to be able to grab a different perspective just to be able to take a look at. One of the other things that I talked about was just in life in general. It doesn't even have to be health related. It could be something like my son. Okay, my son is 13 years old. He's 13 going on 21. He's got attitude. He's got spunk. He's got fire. He's just a great kid in general, but he gets in those modes, right? He gets in those negative, down in the dumps modes where he's just like, you know, screw the world. And I'm just like, blah, whatever. And just coming at you and all life's coming down on him and all this different stuff. And he might be in one of those modes. And so might I, right? I had a long day at work. I got this, that, and the other. And so we're going toe-to-toe with each other. And we're arguing. We're coming at each other. And we're like, you know, listen, you need to listen to your mother more. You need to blah, blah, blah. And we're going toe-to-toe with each other, right? And then he's like, whatever. And he's giving attitude. He's flipping his hair over. And he's doing all kinds of stuff. And we're and just getting under my skin. And then we're just fighting back and forth. One of the things that I use in my tool belt in life is I need to stop, step back, and look through a different lens. Look through the lens of my son rather than through the lens of the dad at that moment in time. If you feel like you're not getting anywhere, you're hitting a brick wall with the conversation and we're fighting and we're arguing and we're just in this just muck, in this mud. We're not moving. We're moving through like cement almost, right? We're not pushing forward. We're not coming to a resolution. We're just fighting. So why not look through the lens of a 13-year-old kid? A kid that has stuff going on in his life that seemed like it's the end of the world. Maybe he's got girl problems. Maybe he's going through changes in his body. Maybe he's just in general thinking to himself that teenage angst that a lot of teenagers go through. Think from the perspective and look through the lens of what my kid is looking through can really change the dynamic of that relationship and that conversation. Because then I can say, oh, you know what? It's really not as bad as what I might think it is. Yes, I need to be the person that's going to put some boundaries out there for me to be able to do so. But at this moment in time, are we really getting anywhere? No, we're not. So let's sit down and talk about what his perspective is and listen, open my ears and change my lens and my point of view. So you can see where I'm going with this. If you've got things going on and you've got life going on and you're going forward in your journey and you're trying to get healthy or you're trying to just be a better person, you got to change the lens every once in a while. Have the lens in your tool belt. And all you got to do is you think of it as an image, right? Think of it as an image when you're in the middle of something really difficult, whipping out this lens that has this really, really huge viewfinder in it, right? Like almost like a camera lens that you would flip on the front of a camera, like a DSLR camera or something like that. And you're looking through it and it just changes your view on everything. It might flip it upside down or it might do something. Use that as an image of something that you can do when you're in the middle of doing something. If you're at work and you're a nurse and you're on the long shift and you're on 12 hours straight and you're just exhausted and you're ready to just like bite someone's head off because, man, I've just had a really long night. And you got somebody else that's coming in that's had a really bad day and you're going back and forth, change your lens. Think of it from the perspective of somebody that's just coming on the shift, not somebody that's just leaving that's exhausted and tired and beat down, but you know, I've got to work at this and be able to change my lens because I can make an impact on that person that's oncoming shift, that's taking over to be able to step into the drama and the situations that you had just left from. Because that job's hard, right? But you never know the impact you're going to have on somebody if you just change your lens around. Think of things from a different perspective. It's such an easy thing to say, but such a hard thing to do because we're wired. We're hardwired. There's not a lot of moving parts up there. We're wired a certain way and we are a certain personality and we do things a certain way. But we got to change that up sometimes. We have to. And if we don't, then you're never going to grow. You're never going to expand your horizons. You're never going to think to yourself. You're always going to want to stay the same exact path and do the same exact things. And guess what? If you do the same exact things that you've always done, you're never going to see change in the direction that you want to be able to move it. Now, there is something to consistency. You want to stay consistent. You want to, you know, get your workouts in. You want to eat your eating habits to be right, or you want to, you know, study hard and stay consistent with your studies or whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish. So consistency is key. But here's the thing. You've got to change it up every once in a while. You have to. Because if you're not challenging your thought process, guess, like for me, look at me. I lost 105 pounds total. Then I'm down to like 90. Now I'm creeping back up to that 105 again. I'm really focused. I'm laser-like. I'm in the zone. I'm ready to go. I'm doing everything I've got to do. And I'm focusing hard on everything that I have to. But if I continued to do the same thing that I was doing pre that 100 pounds and just did low carb diets or did whatever, and then I kind of slid down and I failed and I bounced back up and whatever else, and I just kept doing the same thing that I've always done, I'm going to have the same exact results that I've always gotten. So you got to change it. Change your lens, change your perspective, look at things differently, do things differently today. If you're in a bad place, get yourself to a good place, change out your lens. If you're feeling tired, then have a cup of coffee and turn it around and at least fake it till you make it. Do what you have to do to be able to get there. You're worth the investment of you working on that. I hope you guys hear that because it works for me. It works for me because it changes everything for me. My total mindset changes when I know that I just got to take out that little lens, flip it over and look at things a little bit differently. Just a little bit. It doesn't take major changes. It just takes a small adjustment in your lens and the viewfinder that you're looking through. It's all it takes. You can do it. But you got to work at it. You got to put that tool in your tool belt if that's something you want to do. Because that's half of our game. We get in these negative places and that's when we start sliding, is when we get depression going, or we get down in the dumps, or we get to our habits of eating, or just the habitual aspect of me walking over to my fridge and just eating something because I'm hungry, but because it's just a habit, right? Get out of that frame of mind. Think to yourself, how do I look at things differently today? How do I treat people differently today? How do I look at my kids a little differently today? These are the kind of things that really help me in my journey and the direction that I take things to move it forward. And it's one of my trusty tools in my tool belt. So again, if you don't have tools in your tool belt, start building it. Put the tool belt on. It could be empty. You can have all a bunch of empty holsters in there for you to be able to start putting stuff in. Start off with your why, and then start to move towards these types of tools for you to be able to utilize and pull from whenever you need it and whenever you feel like life is dealing you cards that you just aren't very good. So have a great day, everybody, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Coffee Talk with Liquid Chain on 1973 podcast. You can also follow him on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Liquid Chain on 1973. Also, if you get a chance, leave some love on iTunes. Have a great day.